It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Today on CityCast Houston, we all know healthcare disparities are impacting Houston, but just how much? Plus, why is there a random capsized sailboat on the shores of Seawall Boulevard in Galveston? And you won't believe why a free IRS event was shut down in H-Town. ABC 13 reporter Chaz Miller joins me to talk about the stories you should know to start the week. It's Tuesday, April 16th. I'm Raheel Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. I can't believe it's finally happening. It's been so long. I've been trying to get this guy on CityCast Houston, but his agent was like, no, he can't do it. You guys, we can't make this work, but we finally did get it to work. Chaz, welcome in. How are you, man?
I think the last time I talked to you on a podcast, you opened it up. You're with Nuno. And you opened it up with which athlete in Houston would you most want to work out with? I think we're going to cover very different topics today, but it's always good to talk to you.
Chaz is talking about the No Layups podcast I used to do at ABC 13 with David Nuno. So yeah, I'm glad you're back on with CityCast Houston this time. And look, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but we're getting a dress rehearsal for summer because this week across Texas, we're going to be hitting 100 degrees in some places. But here in Houston, we're going to be hitting the 90s. And it's going to feel like the high 90s. So, Chaz, are you ready for this summer dress rehearsal?
I hate it. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. So, I have lived here my entire life except for college. I went to college in Boston. I would much rather have 4 months of intense winter than 9 months of heat and humidity. I can handle the cold. I don't like the heat. I don't like the humidity. Last summer was torture. You know, we'll deal with it. We've all been here before. But am I ready for it? No. Are you?
No, I'm not. I mean, we had, 2 weeks of good weather with spring, and that's about all we get. But I can't even imagine reporting out in Houston during the summer. Like, when it is that hot, you're talking about feels like 115, and you have to be outside covering stories. Man, you're a better man than me, because I would just be like, no, I'm good.
There was a time last year, probably around May or June, when it first started to get just excruciatingly hot. And they sent us out to cover a piece of freeway or feeder road that had buckled. That's how hot it was. This piece of road just spontaneously broke. And so we're standing out there on asphalt, and the producer, I guess, didn't time the show properly, which, you know, we all have these issues that come up. You have to deal with it. It's fine. But we just had to stand out in this heat for like 15 minutes longer than we were expecting to. And so that was a fun one. But that doesn't happen very often. And, you know, for the most part, most of our day is spent in the car. I know our news promos don't really make that look like it's the case, but a lot of our day is spent in the cars, making phone calls, sending emails, writing, editing. And so, you know, we do get to spend a lot of time in air conditioning. And so while it's not always fun, it's not like we're just sitting in the heat all day.
Chaz, I know your biggest story of the week is the Brian Coulter trial, where he was found guilty of capital murder and sentenced to life in prison. Tell me more about this trial and the murder of 8-year-old Kendrick Lee.
Courtney Fisher is the expert on this one. I only covered it one day last week, but it's hard not to look at this and say it's the big story. So there's a murder trial, a capital murder trial, and this involves an 8-year-old boy who was found dead in 2021. He was allegedly beaten to death by his mother's boyfriend. The mother's boyfriend is named Brian Coulter. He was charged with capital murder. His mom was also charged with injury to a child. But this week and last week has been the murder trial, capital murder trial of Brian Coulter, who, you know, this is a 8-year-old boy that when he was found, he was already dead and had been so for a year. They said when he was found, his body was a skeleton. It was decomposed. And we cover a lot of sad stories. It unfortunately comes with the territory. But this one is one that you look at it and it's hard not to be shocked by the details. And in this story, when it originally came out, when they found this kid's body back in October of 2021, the police, it was the Harris County Sheriff's Office, you had investigators saying it was horrific and the worst scene they had ever seen. So you had this kid and he was living with his three brothers who at the time, I believe, were 15, 10, and 7, something along that. And it was ultimately his 15-year-old brother who called the cops to say that this body was there. So there's a lot of stories going on right now. So many stories involving the city, just in terms of what all's going on with the police and with the new Whitmire administration. But I think this has kind of been the big one, in that one of the days they spent a lot of time talking about texts that had been exchanged between him and the boy's mother at the time, where the boy's mother had told him that the boy was dead and covered in feces, and allegedly Coulter told her it's all part of God's plan. Don't worry about it. And as I said, she's charged too, and she is charged, I believe, with injury to a child by omission, and tampering with the corpse.
Just an absolutely heartbreaking story, but good to see that justice was served. Okay, Chaz, I'm going to get to my biggest story of the week. A new report from Alterum found that the growing disparities in healthcare access and affordability in Harris County cost the county nearly $1.7 billion in 2020. Now, other research has also found that the healthcare disparities cost Texas nearly $8 billion across the state, and the cost is expected to increase by more than 80% in 2050, hitting a whopping $13.9 billion. So why is this happening, right? Low-income Texans, along with underserved communities of color, tend to have the poorest health outcomes in the state due to a lack of access to affordable health insurance coverage and a lack of community investment from local leaders. So us not focusing on this, and us being like in general, not like me and you, Chaz, is really costing the state and Harris County a lot of money.
It is, but you've got to, in my opinion, you've got to look at it. It's not just Houston. It's not just Harris County. It's a systemic issue. It's a nationwide issue. You've got communities that haven't been invested in years. I mean, it's pretty amazing that in America, in major metropolitan cities, you've got these food deserts where people can't get fresh produce, can't get, you know, fresh groceries, can't get, you know, healthy, lean meats, whatever. And so obviously that's going to come back to hurt these communities. It's not their fault. You know, it's a systemic issue. It's been something that's been in the DNA of the country really for centuries. And it's going to cost in terms of healthcare. And so you say that, it's infuriating. It's angering that you've got these people who are trying to live their lives just like I am, just like you are, who can't get access to this healthcare and who are suffering for it. But it's also not surprising, unfortunately.
Yeah. And when they can't access it, a lot of people are just putting off care because they can't afford it, right? So it's just a cycle. It's a vicious cycle that is not only impacting them, it's impacting our economy, it's impacting everyone. And by the way, Ann Barnes, who's the president and CEO of Episcopal Health Foundation, says, how do you make this better? Well, you make it better by increasing access to affordable health insurance, which would help so many people, investing in under-resourced neighborhoods, and pushing for policy changes that promote health equity. And that is right there. Look, you got to push for policy changes when politicians are focused on so many other issues. Something like this could impact everyone in a positive manner. It's so heartbreaking that we aren't doing it.
I'm fortunate. I have a good job. I have good insurance, but I'd be lying if I told you I haven't just ignored health issues because I don't want to deal with paying for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's that. It's simple as that, man. I've said it before on the podcast too. Like, we put off some stuff and we're, you know, really well off. We're fortunate. We're lucky, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And we're just like, no, I don't know if it's worth it, right? Because this is expensive.
Right. I know somebody who last year went to the same situation. You know, she's got a good job. She's got insurance. Went to the emergency room in urgent care for something minor and got billed $2,000 or $3,000 for it. Like, it's just, you know, it's tough. And, you know, when you can afford it and it's tough, that kind of tells you all you need to know right there. And you do have these communities that just can't afford it. There's nothing they can do. And that's sad. It shouldn't be that way.
It shouldn't be that way. Chaz, are you ready for some rapid fire?
I am. And I think, you know, you talked about politicians focusing on other stuff that's really not that important at the end of the day. I think one of your questions or one of your stories might have something to do with that.
Yeah, it does. That right there is a segue, my friend, and a tease. And you're talking about the days of Delta 8 and 9 might be over in Texas because Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has added those items to be reviewed as part of the 2024 legislative session. Now, Dan Patrick outlined his desire for lawmakers to, quote, examine the sale of intoxicating hemp products in Texas. The document also calls for legislators to make recommendations to further regulate the sale of these products and suggests legislation to stop retailers who market these products to children. That I think we can both agree with. Like, let's get the children side out of it, of course. But come on, like, both products are allowed to be sold due to the 2018 Farm Bill, and over 7,000 businesses in Texas operate retail hemp licenses. licenses, and hundreds more possess a license to manufacture and market their own hemp products. So look, this is such a blurry thing already. We've talked about it before, but now Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is coming after Delta 8 and Delta 9, which if you haven't seen by now, then you're just closing your eyes when you're driving because there's stores everywhere, Chaz. Like, what are we doing here? Can we just legalize marijuana in general and just make money off of this now?
You would think. I mean, they've got it at vending machines, at bars. Like, it's everywhere. And it does feel a little unregulated. Like, I don't use it to begin with, but I certainly am not going to buy it, you know, while I'm filling up my car and buying a bag of chips at the gas station. That always seems a little bit sketchy. So, you know, I see the need for some regulation and things like that. But, you know, it's also 2024. I was in college whenever Massachusetts decriminalized marijuana, and it felt like a big deal at the time. And that was pushing 20 years ago. So it is everywhere. It does feel like the toothpaste has been squeezed out of the tube. It's not going back in there. And, you know, I've always been of the opinion that if alcohol is legal, marijuana probably should be too. I mean, obviously alcohol has plenty of issues that comes along with that, but also I feel like sports gambling should be allowed here and casinos should be allowed here. It kind of feels funny when you go to Louisiana and you see all those Texas plates in the parking lot. It's like, okay, that's a lot of money that could be going into the state, going into education. But what do I know? I'm just a TV reporter.
That's it right there. I talked to one store owner who is in the vape business and also sells Delta 8, Delta 9. And he was like, look, man, this is crazy that they're thinking about regulating this when it should have been regulated a long time ago. He said it's the Wild West. Like, that's how he put it. And he's a guy who's making money off of this. And he said it should be regulated, which I agree, like regulated, get it down. But he also said, let's just make it recreational. Like, let's just legalize marijuana. And then you won't have this gray area. You won't have this Wild West going on with other products like Delta 8 and 9. So let's fix that.
Yeah, I don't do it. It's not my thing. But if you want to do it, it bothers me none.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, let's get to our next story. Right now on 9th Street and Seawall Boulevard in Galveston, you'll see a capsized sailboat by the shore, and it's been there since last month. So what exactly is happening? Well, this is the wild story of Austin Minshew. The 23-year-old bought the 30-foot sailboat and wanted to live on it. He'd been researching how to sail via YouTube. Okay. This is, of course, I mean, this is nuts. There's nothing funny about this. Okay, Chaz. So don't laugh with me because this is crazy. Anyways, he learned how to sail via YouTube videos. And then he was like, well, let's do this. Let's go out there. I got this boat and let's go to Port Aransas. Now he started the journey, but there was a storm on the radar. So he turns around, but it was a little too late. You fast forward, the boat was hit by huge swells and it eventually capsized and was stranded on the beach. Well, that boat has been there since March 7th and nobody is removing it, even though it's eligible to be moved or destroyed. So it's just kind of there. So if you go drive by Seawall and 9th Street, you'll see this capsized 30-foot sailboat. that a 23-year-old wanted to live on because he watched YouTube videos. So, Chaz, first, could you ever just watch YouTube videos and become a sailor?
Number one, no. But more power to him. We all have our thing, I guess. Number two, and I'm going to preface this with, I love the place. It was my absolute favorite place as a kid. But in 2024, I will say this sounds like Galveston's Astrodome, just a cat-sized shipwreck that just sits there with no purpose and probably should be removed.
It's so wild. And number two, what are you doing later today? Because I think you and I can go pick up this sailboat that's just sitting there. Like, why not? Let's just go get one.
Let's do it. I feel like you could sail a boat. I don't know if it's functional at the moment, but let's do it.
If you give me a week to learn how to sail, I think I can do it.
I want our first mates to be Nuno and Juan Beltran.
Yes, that would be awesome. There's no chance we would ever survive with us four running a boat.
No, not one chance.
No chance. Okay, our final story for Rapid Fire, and this is a sad story. 29-year-old Lakeisha Woods Williams was charged with abandonment after she left her 6 and 8-year-olds at home in her apartment so she could go on a cruise. Yes, I'm not making this up. The kids were left alone for 5 days before police did a welfare check when neighbors asked for a wellness check, and they're like, hey, something doesn't seem right. Well, police went inside and they found trash and leftover food all over the apartment. It smelled like urine. The children told the officers their mother left for a cruise on April 4th, and they did not know when she would be coming back. Court records say officers found a camera in the apartment that Williams used to watch the children and talk to them while she was away. The 8-year-old boy had the phone and he used to text Williams while she was gone. I am so mad at this story. Like, I cannot believe this is a real story. A 6 and an 8-year-old left at home while the mom was on a cruise. What are we doing here, Chaz?
Well, my initial instinct, and while yes, it's maddening, I have two kids and sometimes I want to go on a cruise without them. Now, I wouldn't leave them unsupervised.
Yes, big difference.
I feel what she was trying to do there. But there's also kind of this responsibility, whether you want it or not. When you have kids, you have to provide for them and make sure they're not sitting alone in a home with urine smells and chip wrappers. So she should be charged. And, you know, you can go on the cruise, friend, but find a babysitter first.
Yeah, that's the thing. Go ahead. If you want time to yourself, I'm with you. Like, I just want to be away from the kids every once in a while and just have me time. So I just go work out alone or I go play pickleball alone. I don't just leave them at home and go take a cruise, Chaz, while nobody's watching them.
And I love my kids. They're my favorite little people on planet Earth. But yeah, sometimes I don't want to be around them. And, you know, not for days at a time. But if I'm not going to be around them, yeah, I certainly make arrangements. I mean, come on.
Oh, God, those kids, man. I just hope that, you know, they're going to be okay. And by the way, police did give them to a family member. So they are staying with family members right now. So there is something here positive, but man.
And I don't mean to make light of it. Obviously, it's a bad situation and it's a tough situation. There's some issues at play there, and it's unfortunate because the ones who live there are those little kids. They're 6 and 8, you said. They don't know any better, and they don't deserve that, that's for sure.
I have a 9-year-old, and I don't think I could leave her home for an hour. Something bad is going to happen. Like, why would you even think about leaving an 8 and a 6-year-old? Ugh.
My 10-year-old would burn the house down.
Yeah. Like, it's just, what are we doing, man? What are we doing? Okay, let's go to something more positive. Let's go to our only in H-Town. Now, you and I were talking before the show, and it looks like we both picked the same story. So,
great minds think alike.
You want to set it up or should I set it up?
You're the orator here, so I'm going to let you do it.
Okay. Only in H-Town would a free IRS tax filing event get canceled because two people in line started a fight. Now, hundreds of people were lined up on Saturday to get help with their taxes when the event was suddenly canceled because two people started to fight. People as far away as Louisiana came to the event, and once it started to get unruly, the event was canceled and people who needed help were stranded. Now, the IRS is making right by these people who were impacted by this fight, and they're stepping in and they're calling them and collecting names and all that stuff to make sure that they get everything that they need help with, get that help this week. So I'm sure they'll file for an extension or they file for extension. But that is the most H-Town story ever, that a free event was canceled because two people just started fighting.
This is why we can't have nice things, kids. And through the power of therapy, I've learned to look at situations from both sides. So I'm going to say that a free event hosted by the government was probably not a lot of fun to be at. I would imagine it was a lot of red tape and probably took longer than it needed to. That being said, you probably shouldn't get in a fight in the line while waiting to do taxes, because I read, as you said, that people came in from Louisiana. This was on Saturday morning. And then the next closest place to do this at was in Austin, which is 3 hours away, really. So, that's why we can't have nice things.
How about the fact that somebody had to drive from Louisiana to speak with somebody in person from the IRS? Like, why is there not an event in Louisiana, in Lafayette, where this person drove down from? Like, really? That also is kind of maddening.
But would you expect anything differently, to be honest?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. It's the IRS, right? But I love the IRS, by the way. Do not audit me. Audit Chaz. He said this, not me.
They still mail you correspondence. Like, they're not going to call you, which I get is a safety protection. But it's 2024 and they're, you know, putting my information through USPS, which has enough issues of its own. And so, yeah, I'm not surprised they don't make it easy.
Yeah, it's still crazy that the government already knows how much you're making. They already know what you're going to report, yet you still have to report it and you still have to file just so they can make sure that you aren't lying, I guess. Instead of just, hey, here's your bill at the end of the year. Let's just take care of this. Or here's your refund. Boom, let's go. But yeah, there you go. A free event canceled because of a fight. That's only in H-Town. And only in H-Town can you find Chaz on ABC 13. Chaz, thank you so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it. And good luck out there in this heat.
Well, I'm glad I could do that so that the takeaways people can have from this is, I think marijuana is fine if you want to legalize it. I would leave my kids at home to go on a cruise because sometimes I get tired of them. And also, I didn't like it when a producer made me stand out in the heat for too long. So I'm glad people will come away from this with a glowing view of me.
I promise he's even better in person, y'all. Thanks, Chaz.
Thanks for having me. Y'all have a good day.
That was Chaz Miller. You can read all the stories with the links in our show notes. And while you're there, please subscribe to our newsletter, Hey Houston, so Brooke Lewis can bless your inbox every morning with the latest stories from around the city. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new. Wait, is Chaz still there? I think I lost him. Oh, he disappeared.